of God's Word. Take a few moments and show you in the Bible this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 23, why we take the Lord's Supper. Maybe you've been in church all your life and you don't know why we take the Lord's Supper. You may think it's a ritual. You may think it's religious. If you think it's a ritual and you think it's a religious, you've missed the whole mark. It's not a ritual. It's not religious. We take it because we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We take it to remember His death, burial, and resurrection. You say, we just come out of a birth. Why are we talking about death? He was born to die, that we may live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get a hold of that for a minute. That we might live. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 23, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. If you're glad to be here, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the Bible says, Paul talking to the church at Corinth, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you," 1 Corinthians 11, 23, "that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall he be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, he eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should be condemned with the world. Not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when we come together to eat, tarry one for another. For if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you may come together unto condemnation. And let the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you. Father, we come in today so unworthy to take the Lord's Supper, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, it makes us worthy. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you watch over this service. Lord, I thank you that you've allowed the Holy Spirit to minister to us already this morning. Lord, I thank you for the sister that joined the church this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning for the ones that went around and gave the right hand to Christian Fellowship. Father, I love you, I praise you, and I glorify you. I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let me not say one word in my own thoughts or my own mind, but let it come from the Spirit. Father, I love you and I praise you in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Why do we take the Lord's Supper? As we come this morning in the book of Corinthians, Paul is telling the church at Corinth that there's a time that we come to take the Lord's Supper. You say, preacher, why do we take the Lord's Supper? I see in verse number 23 that we take the Lord's Supper because we've received it in the Scripture. Paul said, for I have received of the Lord. He's received it. He received that word from the Lord, and it's in the Scripture. And he tells us to take the Lord's Supper, that which also I delivered unto you. He said, I want you to take the Lord's Supper. I want you to come, and we take the bread, and that is the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we take the cup, and that is the representation of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, who is able or who is willing to take the Lord's Supper? It is that one that is born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. They're able to take of the Lord's Supper. We would not let a kid play in the Lord's Supper. We would not let a kid play in the juice. We would not let a kid play in the bread. Just like we wouldn't let a kid play in the baptistry. When do they go through the baptismal waters? Is when they know that they're a sinner and they've been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. At that moment, that candidate is ready for a believer's baptism. They're ready to be baptized. After they've been saved and they've been baptized, they're ready to take of the Lord's Supper. And we come and we see in the Scripture, he said, for what I have delivered unto you, that also I have delivered unto you. Look at this. Unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he took bread, He betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. I see we don't only take the Lord's Supper because we received it, but we take it so we remember the Savior. We remember his death, burial, and resurrection. I don't know about you, but it sure does me good to remember what he done on the cross of Calvary. It would have done me good, Brother Jerry Gabby, to have been in the boat that day when they walked on the water. I'd have been a better preacher if I'd have been there that day that Peter began to sink. Had I realized I don't cut on no Peter, but there's times in my life I sink as well. I'd be a better preacher if I'd been to Calvary, if I'd really been to the cross. I'd really been there in my life. But I want you to know I've been there by faith. That's how I have to believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By faith, I believe that he bled and died on an old rugged cross. And by faith, I believe that he's coming again to get me one day. And by faith, I stand here to tell you today that we're going to take the Lord's Supper because we're in remembrance of him. He said, in the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. We do it because we have received it of the Lord. We've received it in Scripture. We take the Lord's Supper because we remember the Savior, what he gave for us, that he gave his life on the cross for us, that we may have life. That's why we take the Lord's Supper, for a remembrance, to remind us. You know what we need in our life? We're a bunch of people that needs reminded. You don't believe me? You got a calendar. You got a cell phone. You got things set in your life that reminds you where to be in the morning. If not, if you didn't have your alarm clock set for a reminder, you wouldn't get up till after lunch. So we have a reminder set in our life. But I see we don't only receive and it's reminded, but we reflect back on our own selves. Not only do we remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, but to take the Lord's Supper, we reflect back on ourselves. Look what the Bible says in verse number 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. I want to stop right there, and I want you to know this. There's not one person under the sound of my voice worthy to take the Lord's Supper. Without the blood of Jesus, you're unworthy. With the blood of Jesus, you become worthy. So if you say, preacher, I've got a checklist of things I've done and things I do, and you got a long checklist, you'll always have a checklist. The devil will always condemn you. The devil will always put you down. The devil will always run you in the ground. Why? Because he don't want you here. He don't want you at this place. He don't want you at the Lord's table. He don't want you at the Lord's house. He don't want you singing songs, Brother Gary. He don't want you in this place. He don't want you there. He'd rather you be in some honky-tonk, you and Brother Jerry Gabby together in some honky-tonk, playing some old honky-tonk music. He don't want you here. Why? Because you're glorifying God here. We reflect on ourselves. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Ain't you thankful he didn't say go to somebody and let them examine you? I'd be a wrong examination person. I would examine you wrong. I would find every flaw in you. You would find every flaw in me. But ain't you thankful that I examine my own self? I know what's wrong with me. You know what's wrong with you. You know what you need forgiven for this morning. And I know what I need forgiven for. Amen? He said, but let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. You say, preacher, I just don't know about it. Listen to me this morning. You have authority to eat and drink of the cup this morning. You have authority in the blood of Jesus. You examine yourself when you come in. You do the examination. You go through the x-ray table. You do the examination. You see if there be anything in your life that you need to ask forgiveness for. You get to do the examination. You say, well, I'm going to take it and not examine. Now, you'll be in the wrong to do that. You examine yourself, and then you take it. I tell this story all the time. Me and Brandy hadn't been saved long at all. I mean, she had been. She'd been saved, and I just got saved. Hadn't been saved long at all, and we were in church, and we were going to take the Lord's Supper, and I always kid about this. I asked her, I said, what are we going to take for the Lord's Supper tonight? I thought we was eating casserole dishes. See, I hadn't been in church. I didn't know what was going on. I thought we was going to break down and die. And see, some of you may be thinking the same thing. See, we grow up with this Christian lingo that we know what's going on. I didn't know what we was going to do. But after we had took it a few times, the pastor had preached, if there was anything in our life or anything going on or anything that would hinder us from taking the Lord's Supper, and we knew we didn't need to take it, just sit down and don't take it. And when he asked everybody, everybody to stand. You come around, and if you stood, the deacons, they would give you the Lord's Supper. They would minister to you the Lord's Supper. They would serve you the Lord's Supper. Well, that night, me and Brandy went in. We didn't have no problems in our life. Our marriage was good. Things were going on pretty good. But that night, you know what we did? That night, we just didn't feel like we needed to take the Lord's Supper that night. We examined ourselves before we went to church. I examined myself. She examined herself. And then we examined our marriage as a whole and our family and what we had going on. He said, let a man examine himself. The Bible tells me that she and I are one. That she and I are one. So we sat down and we talked it out. We went to church that night. We didn't stay home and skip supper. We went to church anyway. We went into the building. We sat down. The pastor said, if anybody want to take the Lord's Supper, I ask you to stand. Everybody in that place stood, man. They were standing around like a bunch of beacons standing up. And there me and my wife sat over there and we were sticking out like a sore thumb. And we just sat there as humbly as we could. We didn't take the Lord's Supper. It went around. The pastor said, if anybody in this congregation don't take it, it ain't none of your business. I thought, boy, that's going to go over real good. In a Baptist church, can I get an amen? We didn't get out of the church good, and our phones were ringing. Are y'all having marital problems? Huh? I seen y'all didn't take the Lord's Supper. Are y'all okay? Are y'all sure? Are y'all good? Y'all ain't about to get a divorce, are you? Where in the world that come from? I can tell you where it come from. It come from Satan. It come from the enemy. Instead of them folks examining their own self, Brother Eric, they was examining me and my wife. So today, when I say, if you want to take the Lord's Supper, don't you examine nobody around you. It would behoove you not to look at your neighbor. It would behoove you not to look at nobody sitting beside you. It would do you an honor. It would do you a service when we go to this table to remember what Jesus has done, because we received it in the Word, and we want to examine our own self. It would do you good this morning. Because if I notice somebody's not taking it, I'm going to start examining them why they're not taking it. And guess what? It ain't none of my business. Who takes and who doesn't take? The Bible says let a man examine himself. Let me move on here before we take the Lord's Supper. Man, I told Sister Vicki Wednesday night, I said, it's time. It's time to take it. I want to show you this in Scripture right here. Not only do we examine ourselves, not only have we received it and we remember and we reflect back on ourselves, but taking the Lord's Supper, listen this, allows you, please listen, look up here at me just for a minute. Look up here just for a minute. I'll give you this. If you're weak, it'll make you strong. Huh? But Kevin, you're a preacher. You know what I'm talking about right now. When you receive the Word and it's told you to, when the Word's told you to do something and you remember it and you reflect back on it and you examine what's going on, and then you do what the Bible says, you will remain strong. I don't know a man in here says, I tell you what, I'd rather just be a weakling than a strong one. No. Ain't a man in here says, just let me be a sissy. I'm good with that. No. Brother Kate, you ain't, no. Big old feller like you, you ain't won't be no sissy. You want to be strong in the Lord. How do I be strong in the Lord? Look what he says here in the Bible. For he that eateth and drinketh, in verse 29, unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Not discerning the Lord's body. If I come in here and I do what I'm supposed to do and do according to the Bible, look what he says. Verse number 30, for this cause many are what? Weak. Why? Not doing it the right way. Many are weak. In 2026, my fear would be this. Pastor in a dead church. Listen to me. He said, preacher, you not see how many people's in here? That don't mean you're a lively church. Anything draw a crowd. You don't believe me? Run you a deer over and let it get 90 degrees. See how many buzzards will come around that place. They'll be all over that thing. Anything can draw a crowd. I don't want to be dead. I refuse to be a dead church. I am part of the church. When he saved me, I became part of the church, and I refuse to be dead. I refuse to have to put a revival on a calendar to get the fire of God to fall in this place. I refuse to have to call a man in to get the fire of God to fall in this place when that same fire lives inside of me. I refuse to have to call some kind of musicians in here to get this thing fired up here when we got them sitting amongst us right here. Why, preacher? Why are we sickly? Because we ain't examined ourselves. How am I going to be strong Examine yourself. Lord, if there's anything between you and I this morning, before I take, Lord, if there's anything between you and I this morning, I want to make it right. What I don't know about, bring it to my attention and I'll get it right. You ever been that way? If you offended somebody, say, I don't know if I've offended anybody, but if I had, you bring it to my attention, I'll get it right. That's what a man says. I don't know if I hurt you, but if I have, you bring it to my attention and we'll make it right. That's what you do when you go before the Lord. You don't go before the Lord. You go before Him as He's your daddy, as He's your Father. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You get before an almighty God and you say, if there's anything, Lord, if there's anything that I don't even know about, bring it to my attention and I'll get it right. Why? Because I want to be a Christian that's strong. And I don't want to be a Christian that is sick. He said, for this cause, many, if you read in your Bible there, for this cause, many are weak and sickly. And sickly. If you're saved in here, you're no longer a goat. Goat don't hardly get sick. You know, before I got saved, I hardly ever was sick. Goat don't hardly get sick. Goat eat anything, Joel Scott. Is that not true? Goat eat anything. They'll eat your pickup. You leave it out there long enough. Eat tires off of it. Hey, Will. My brother-in-law was working at Spiritual Trust one day. And we had some Hispanics working with us. And they brought a goat, had big old horns on it. He had a Honda Accord. And he said, can I get that goat home? Brian Reese said, can I get that goat home? I said, yeah. I said, what you going to do with it? He said, I'm going to put it in my car until I go home. I said, man, it's early in the morning. You going to put that thing in your car? Yeah. I said, you going to put it in a Honda Accord in the back seat? He said, yeah. I said, I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I don't know how that's going to work. We went to get off work. You know what was left in that car? They want a bit of stuff and want a bit of headrest. Want nothing. Steering wheel been eat off that car. The dash been eat up in that Honda Accord. Y'all think I'm crazy. A goat will eat anything and not get sick. They can digest anything and not get sick. You don't believe me? You got something you don't clean up? You don't get a bunch of sheep to clean it up. Come on now, somebody talk to me right quick. Well, that sheep is, you got to keep them nice green grass. You got to give them plenty of water. They're not going to go looking for water. You got to provide it for them. You got to provide them food. They'll starve to death. A goat, you just put a fence around him, son, he'll find water. He's going to find water. He's going to find something to eat. But not a sheep. Not a sheep. Why? Sheep's easy to get sick. Sheep are easy, and I'm not even a sheep owner. I don't even own a sheep. But I've read in the Bible, sheep are easy to get sick. And they're prone. Prone, that means they're willing to wander. For no reason. They got all the green grass they want. They got all the water they want. They got everything they want. And them jokers, they'll just flop their head around. Let's wander over here. Let's go over there for a little while. There ain't nothing over there. It's over there. They'll flip it back that way and they'll go over there for a little while. So the Lord called me a sheep. That's nothing to be proud of. It's more proud to be knowing He's your shepherd. Because sheep are prone to stray. This morning, why do we take the Lord's Supper? We've received it in the Scripture. We take it because we remember the Savior. Right? We take it because we reflect back on ourselves to examine ourselves. I've not asked you to do nothing this morning that I'm not going to do on my own. To reflect it back on my own and see if I'm right and ready to take it. And we take it that we might remain strong and not be sickly among the flock. This morning I'll ask you a question. Are you ready to take the Lord's Supper? I said, preacher, I need to talk with you. You don't need to talk to me. You don't need to talk to this sinful man. You don't need to talk to this loose cannon. Man, I got marbles in my head that run around and bounce off each other. You don't need to talk to me about it. You need to talk to the man that can. And his name's King Jesus. He's the only one that can line my old head up. He's the only one that can cleanse my heart. He's the only one that can make me new. And his name's Jesus. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning. Everybody in the room, I'm going to ask you to stand.